KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday, June 18th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's sunny, 71 degrees.
Slowdowns on I-15 with a crash at 1500 South. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, an industry of mediocrity. An advocacy group is slamming teacher training in the U.S. as severely lacking.
KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with more. Andrew?
Amanda, the head of the National Council on Teacher Quality, says the results of its study were dismal. Looking at over 1,100 colleges, the group found new teachers generally don't know how to master a classroom or even how to teach reading. On YouTube, the group has posted videos from established teachers like Dwight Davis, suggesting Wall Street wouldn't take some of these grads.
They want the best possible person to run their company. And when we think about our future and our children, we want the best people we can possibly find, right, to teach our children.
Some universities obviously disagree with the findings. This is the same group that gave the state of Utah a D in January for its teacher preparation policies. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
The Canyon School District may soon find itself with an enrollment crunch, even with a brand new high school opening this fall. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce explains, live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Grant, Corner Canyon High School opened this fall in Draper to about 1,800 students, but some complicated circumstances mean nearby Hillcrest High will go in just 1 year from being the canyon's smallest high school to its largest. Enrollment will surge by nearly 800. One reason is the district's grade reconfiguration. Ninth graders will be moving from middle to high schools, but also school boundaries have changed, and some juniors and seniors were given the choice to stay where they are. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Later this morning, the man accused of shooting his father-in-law in the back of the head in an Ogden church is expected to make an appearance in court. James Evans' wife says her husband turned his head just before Charles Ricky Jennings pulled the trigger.
She thinks it's an extreme blessing because he missed the back of the neck, which means there isn't any permanent brain damage.
Family friend Kelsey Haney says Jennings then turned the gun toward Mrs. Evans, but was interrupted as other parishioners came to their aid.
KSL's top national story this hour, the head of the NSA is making a rare public appearance before Congress this morning. Brian Martin has details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, General Keith Alexander will testify before the House Intelligence Committee. Of course, priority number one will be the secret phone and internet surveillance program shoved into the public eye by a guy named Edward Snowden. General Alexander will tell Congress about the terrorist plots that have been busted by using this top secret program. But Snowden claims it's not true. He says the feds haven't been able to do much at all with all that surveillance. We'll find out as General Alexander testifies right about now in Congress. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
A majority of Americans say Edward Snowden should have to answer for what he's done. 54% in a new USA Today and Pew Research poll think the man responsible for leaking top secret documents about U.S. surveillance of phone and internet records should be criminally prosecuted. But Americans are split almost evenly on whether they approve or disapprove of the program as part of the fight against terror.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The U.S. is stepping up aid to Syrian rebels following criticism the president waited too long to act. Amanda, that's just not going to play. The president defended the decision to help arm the rebels in his first interview on the topic.
This argument that somehow if we had gone in earlier or heavier in some fashion, that the tragedy and chaos taking place in Syria wouldn't be taking place, I think is wrong.
He spoke with Charlie Rose on PBS.
U.S. troops are a step closer to complete withdrawal from Afghanistan. As of today, Afghan forces are in charge of the security of their country. Afghan President Hamid Karzai calls it a great day for his people.
The Afghan people will see their own children, their own young ones, providing protection to their lives and to their country.
There are still American forces and coalition troops on the ground, but they will no longer plan, lead, or execute combat missions.
Other national stories KSL is following. The Pentagon may allow women to train as Army Rangers and Navy SEALs by 2016. The two military branches are moving beyond talking about placing women into combat and actively looking at how, when, and where service women will be assigned to more dangerous duties. Officials say the armed forces can request exceptions to admitting women into specific combat categories.
Vice President Joe Biden is announcing progress today on President Barack Obama's initiatives to reduce gun violence. But he says the most important step would be getting a reluctant Congress to pass new laws. Biden's remarks are meant to keep up pressure on lawmakers after the Senate voted down a bill in April to expand background checks.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
The man's disease that's killing more women than men. I'm Logan Daniels.
We have a crash northbound I-15 near 1500 South that's backing traffic past 2100 South. We'll check it coming up.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts. And I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Shows in people's backyards.
Perfect. Grandma, start making some extra potato salad.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 8:15, Morris the Cat for Mayor.
The news is sponsored by American Loans. The lowest rate on new or refinance mortgages. Call 1-800-NEW-RATE. KSL News Time 8:07.
The percentage of U.S. smokers dropped to 18% in 2012. The smoking rate has been falling for decades, but remained at 20% during most of the 2000s.
New research finds women are 37% more likely to develop COPD than men. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels has more.
The American Lung Association found even though chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is usually thought of as a smoking man's disease, it has been killing more women than men every year since 2000. Regional Director Sarah Davis says women often go undiagnosed and don't respond to treatment as well as men.
Thing to do if you haven't stopped smoking already to do so. And many people are under the misperception that it's too late to quit. And really, that's a misperception, and it will always help improve your health.
Davis says women under the age of 65 with a history of smoking should get tested. Logan Daniels, KSL News Radio.
Women exposed to high levels of air pollution while pregnant have an increased risk of having a child with autism. Associate Professor in Environmental Health Mark Weisskopf says air pollutants were measured.
Several metals, some that had been suspected prior to this, did show a signal suggesting an increased risk that that mother would have a child with autism if she were in a census tract area that had higher levels of those pollutants.
The new study from the Harvard School of Public Health builds on other smaller studies.
Hundreds of people have been forced out of their homes by a wildfire in Mariposa County, California.
Very difficult terrain. The fuels are very dry.
A fire spokesman says firefighters are coming in from all around California. The fire is burning in a remote area above Mid Pines.
The second tropical depression of the Atlantic season has formed off the coast of Belize. Forecasters say the storm is expected to bring as much as 5 inches of rain to parts of Belize, Guatemala, northern Honduras, and southern Mexico. KSL News Time, 8:09. Traffic and weather together on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Andy Farnsworth is in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, a crash in downtown Salt Lake on North 15, about 1500 South, is affecting traffic really from just after 33rd South. Speeds reduce. Then you come to a stop after the 21st South interchange, and that'll continue up for another 5 or 6 blocks. We also have our usual delays still in place at the south end of Salt Lake County, but delays have cleared out on I-15 between SR-92 and Point of the Mountain in Utah County, so expect brake lights Bangor to about 90th south. Ricky.
Andy, we've had a good drive all morning on the freeways to the east, I-215 and I-80 coming in from Parley's Canyon. We've only had a little bit of slowing on the southbound commute of I-15 starting right around Parish Lane in Centerville and going to Woods Cross, and we also had some earlier slowing between the North Interchange and downtown. Most of those areas, traffic has really improved. You're back to better speeds, and where it was crowded is starting to thin out. Test trains are running on the new Draper Tracks line. Use caution at crossings. Don't walk, bike, or play near the tracks. UTA wants you to be safe. To learn more, visit rideuta.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here. KSL Weather Center going to be a cooker today, even hotter than it was yesterday, thanks to those south winds. Very hot, dry, and breezy. Upper 90s, but not nearly as hot tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, it's a sunny morning, 71 degrees.
We're just looking on our monitor at a picture of President Obama and Vladimir Putin from Russia. And
they do not look happy to be sitting next to each other.
That was not a smiley, happy moment.
No.
Doug's going to be talking at 9:20 with Quinn Monson from BYU while the talk intensifies about impeachment for Attorney General John Swallow. The poll numbers are out, and he only has a 12% approval rate in the state of Utah. So that'll be a great topic for Doug to get into 9:20 this morning on his show after Utah's morning news.
Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Well, we love our smartphones. We love our HTC One phones from AT&T. We use them all the time, constantly. I mean, absolutely constantly.
And I've had, I don't know how many smartphones I've had since I graduated to smartphones, but this is hands down my favorite one. And, you know, I think even my husband has been having a little smartphone envy of my HTC One. And the Samsung Galaxy is a great phone too. And I know a lot of people, they swear by their BlackBerry and that's the one they want. And I get it. And right now they're having this terrific sale at your AT&T store. For just $99.99 when you trade in your current smartphone, you sign a qualifying 2-year agreement, and you get any one of those three for $99.99.
AT&T has been ranked number one in our area by RootMetrics, an independent third-party research company that tested overall call, text, and data performance. AT&T came out on top.
So just stop by an AT&T store today or click on att.com/Ogden to find out more about it. Or call 1-866-MOBILITY because they are the best hands down.
Yes, they are. AT&T, rethink possible. This is a limited time offer. Select locations in-store only, subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with a 2-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plans. And receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer.
Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit store for offer details, ranking based on RootMetrics Ogden Root Score Report, May 2013. Your experience may vary. For more information, visit rootmetrics.com.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
78% of Utahns want our Attorney General John Swallow to resign. 72% say if he doesn't resign, maybe we ought to look at impeachment. We're going to take your temperature on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
A new report calls out the college programs in this country that train teachers. Researchers say the results were dismal. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Other local stories we're following this hour. A man is dead after cliff diving at Flaming Gorge. Police say 24-year-old Michael Pond told his friends he wanted to jump off a 175-foot cliff. They tried to discourage the man, but to no avail, divers later found his body.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Well, big slowdowns on North 15. Our typical delay in between Bangor Highway and 90th South, but a crash at 1500 South in Salt Lake City is backing traffic out of downtown towards 33rd. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hang on, going to be an extra hot one today. Sunny skies and the south wind really start to cook things up. Upper 90s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now downtown, 71 degrees.
Are sports fans cooling off on social media? A new survey shows a slight dip in fans who say they follow leagues, teams, and players online. The previous year, it had almost doubled. But Alexander's marketing VP, Pete Codella, says they didn't ask enough people to get an accurate reading.
Maybe the sample size is a little small, but I'd say the leveling off seems to be contrary to the surveys and information that I've seen on usage of social media overall.
Codella says it's becoming second nature for fans to connect with teams and players over social media.
A write-in campaign for Morris the Cat continues to pick up steam. He's running for mayor in a town in Mexico.
The pre-party candidate leads the opinion polls as fur flies in the race for mayor's job in the eastern Mexican city of Jalapa, yet he only has 33,000 Facebook likes, while with feline cunning Morris, the black and white cat, who's also running, is climbing. His Twitter and Facebook account exceeds 115,000 likes. Youth is on Morris's side. He's 10 months old. James Beers, ABC News, Mexico City.
Well, the NSA chairman is testifying before a House Intelligence Committee, and he is revealing more about terrorist plots that they have thwarted because of the surveillance program. We'll go in depth on that story coming up at 8:45 on Utah's Morning News.
KSL's top national story, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has ordered the military to move ahead with a plan to allow women to hold combat positions. Women could start training as Army Rangers by mid-2015 and as Navy SEALs a year later.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
Hillary Clinton's not yet running for president, but she's already piling up endorsements. Add Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill to the list. She just backed Clinton for president for 2016. President Obama tells PBS's Charlie Rose the U.S. has to remain involved in Syria.
It is very easy to slip-slide your way into deeper and deeper commitments.
He says it's a complex situation and the U.S. has to be careful. 24 people have been killed, 52 hurt in two suicide bombing attacks today in Baghdad. Construction on single-family homes and apartments increased in May, but not by much.
The May number is probably somewhere right in the right range for what we should expect for the next few months.
Economist David Crow says housing starts went up by 6.8% last month. Will the Federal Reserve keep its economic stimulus program going? That's the big question as the bank starts a two-day policy meeting today. Southeast Texas, a 15-year-old swimming with friends in waist-deep water when a shark bit his leg.
He fought off this shark. It bit his leg, and he literally tore this shark off of him. And that's how he got the lacerations to his hand.
Cops say he was airlifted to the hospital and should be okay. Sports, the Boston Bruins beat the Chicago Blackhawks 2-0 to take a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. And there are three left on NBC's The Voice. A lot of people think Danielle has it in the bag. That was her song nice last voice. Night.
Sounds good. Yeah.
She sounds like a winner.
Sounds a lot like Amanda singing.
I've heard that. Yeah. It's pretty close.
Very close. I stink. But I stink. But I have feeling.
Why there is it go. That we're always better in the shower?
It's amazing, isn't
if only
it?
Only I limited to the shower. Everybody would be much happier.
Winner, by the way, announced tonight.
Okay.
So there you go.
Wow, okay.
We'll look forward to that.
Thank you, Brian. Well, I think a lot of people are not surprised to learn that President Obama's approval ratings are headed down.
They're slipping a bit.
His, I mean, people, what is it, like 54% of people disapprove of the job he's doing now? Details on those numbers coming up on KSL.
If you're his aide, you're tiptoeing around that office a lot, aren't you? You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now, 819, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. And what's going on, Andy?
Oh, we still have that accident downtown, 1500 South and I-15 over to the right shoulder. The delays it's caused stretch a little bit out of downtown. It's not a parking lot like when we have multiple lanes blocked, but it is going to slow you down, add a few minutes to your commute into Salt Lake City. If you're heading north through the south end of the valley, well, looks like it's still pretty thick from Bangor Highway all the way to 90th South before it breaks up. Ricky?
Andy, for those coming in from the north, southbound on I-15, we've had a pretty good drive. Where we had some earlier spots of slowing in Centerville, Bountiful, and Woods Cross, that has cleared out. Still patches of heavy traffic and maybe dipping below the freeway limit just after the north interchange on the descent into the downtown area. And on the valley's west side, a crash with injuries reported at 80th West and 3100 South. Get what you need for any spring home fix-up project from one of Diamond Rentals' conveniently located equipment stores. Look for the new Diamond Rental Centers along I-15 in Kaysville and Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's Grant Wayman with the 7-day forecast.
Hey guys, going to be a super hot day today, even hotter than yesterday because the south winds will start to blow, a front approaching from the northwest. We go upper 90s today. Red flag warnings in effect from the Weather Service. Very hot, very dry, breezy. Fire concerns today. Tomorrow, not nearly as hot thanks to a front. Cooler temperatures, our highs only in the middle 80s. And get this, on Thursday, we may not get out of the 70s. So a treat for Thursday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and not hot at all. A little warmer on Friday, back into the middle 80s and sunshine. Middle 80s for the high on Saturday. Pleasant day. Starting to get hotter by Sunday, back to near 90. Same thing Monday. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
I'll tell you what you're going to need about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Dilly Bar. Right now, it is 71 downtown. Time for the KSL News Quiz.
Oh, yes. And the prize is breakfast for four at the Wasatch Front Farmers Market, Saturday mornings at Gardner Village and Sunday mornings at Wheeler Historic Farm.
Here is your question. Edward Snowden's father is asking him to do what? If you know, 575-1160. KSL 1160. Good morning, Doug Wright.
Good morning. Boy, some interesting poll numbers are out. Quinn Monson is going to join us on the line today. We're going to review some of the numbers from the Utah voter poll. Of course, the most prominent numbers we're seeing this morning on John Swallow. 78% of Utahns say he ought to resign. We have that up on a website poll right now.
At what point does someone in that position say, okay,
we have asked that from square one. Where is that tipping point? Right now, I will tell you, the Attorney General would argue that he feels his resignation would do more damage to Utah than him toughing it out. That's the bottom line. So we'll talk about that. But within these numbers, and we have a website poll up and running right now, too. Do you think that he should resign? Are you among the 78%? Plus, there are some other real interesting numbers in here on the popularity or the approval rating of some of our other Utah politicians. And there's even a rating in here of us in
the media. Oh, how'd we do?
We'll talk
not
about
so good.
That. No, you know, specifically us, we fared fairly well, as did our colleagues at Channel 5 and our colleagues at Channel 2. We'll talk about that coming up, and shall be much more.
All right. By the way, is World War Z any good?
I have not seen it. Oh, okay. It's screening tonight, along with Monsters University.
Okay, cool.
Which one should I see?
Which one should you see?
Monsters.
Right. Yeah, okay. Doug's appearance with Grant and Amanda, sponsored by Doug Smith Autoplex at American Fork. Seven brands, one stop. That's the Doug Smith experience.
Shields is gear, passion, sports, and great events that help you get the most out of the activities you love. Here's what Shields is bringing you next.
Join us for the Berkeley Fish Fest. Visit with Shields experts and fishing pros in the industry. Stop by the Berkeley Experience trailer for great deals and more to start the fishing season. Don't forget the register to win prizes and fun family activities all weekend long at this free event. Berkeley Fish Fest at Shields, June 28th through the 30th.
Shields, we're right there with you. And right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes and are also experts in business and personal finance issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
UVU. Experience engaged learning at Utah Valley University. Apply by August 1st. Visit uvu.edu/engage.
Our news quiz question was, Edward Snowden's father is asking him to do what?
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing.
Stop revealing any secrets.
Right.
Yeah, boy, wouldn't that be something
to be
the parent?
Father, yeah.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, Americans have been paying more for energy but less for food. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index ticked up by a seasonally adjusted 0.1% last month.
U.S. airlines are a long way from the honor roll, but the flying public is giving them slightly higher grades for performance. Airlines improved by 3% despite rising fees and shrinking services. Discount airlines JetBlue and Southwest showed the most improvement.
Sales of European cars are at an all-time low. Germany's auto sales had the biggest decline of 9.9% in the European zone.
Checking your money at this moment, we are in the green. In the first hour of trading, Dow Jones is up 76. We're at 15,255. The Nasdaq up 15.5 and the S&P at 5.8.
And we'll have the latest information for you coming up on those poll numbers that have to do with Attorney General John Swallow. Stay tuned for the latest coming up next on KSL News Radio.
KSL's Man of Steel. A simple boy born in Sugar House, but not of this earth. A young Doug Wright discovers he has extraordinary powers. Powers of persuasion.
Oh, no, come on, let's stay within the realms of reality.
No kryptonite can oppose him. Well, almost none. Doug Wright, weekdays 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Don't miss Riordan Hospital Community Health Fair and Family 5K this Saturday, June 22nd at Riverton Hospital, 3741 West, 126 South. You can enjoy free health screenings and more. KSL News Time, 8:29. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Andy Farnsworth, how are we doing right now?
Well, we still have that crash causing delays. It's 1500 South and I-15 right in downtown. Delays stretch right to the edge of downtown, about a little bit past 21st South, so close to a mile of backup. And then we still have a bunch of delay at the south end of the valley. We just can't seem to get rid of all that from Bangor Highway to 90 South. Still slow most of that stretch. Ricky?
Andy, southbounders in Davis County on I-15. You're looking good once again. Good speeds taking you from Roy and Clearfield all the way into 6 North downtown over to the east. Problem-free, a good drive, I-215 and I-80. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL with the center. Mostly sunny skies. The south wind's blowing today, and when that happens, it really starts to warm things up. Very hot, very dry, very breezy. So some fire concerns today. Some red flag warnings in effect from the Weather Service. Upper 90s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
75 degrees.
Still seeing slowdowns. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story, politics on KSL News Radio. How much should Utah lawmakers pay attention to a new poll suggesting most Utahns want the Attorney General to resign or face impeachment?
KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the story.
The BYU poll out this week shows 78% of Utahns want Attorney General John Swallow to resign, and nearly as many want legislators to start the impeachment process against the AG. Kirk Jowers with the Hinckley Institute of Politics says when House lawmakers meet tomorrow to talk about impeachment, this poll will likely be on their minds.
It inevitably will put more pressure on the House to begin impeachment proceedings, but I'm not sure that it should.
Jower says it's tough for an elected official to go against such an overwhelming public sentiment. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Quinn Monson helped conduct that poll for BYU, and he will be live with KSL's Doug Wright at 9:20 this morning.
KSL's top national story this hour. Fewer Americans think President Obama is doing a good job. His approval numbers are now the lowest they've been in more than 18 months. Brian Martin has details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, you have to think all these recent scandals are keeping Mr. Obama up at night while he's dealing with the NSA surveillance program, the Benghazi attacks, and the IRS targeting conservative groups. His approval rating is falling. A CNN poll shows it's down 8 points to 45% of Americans who think he's doing a good job. 54% disapprove. A bigger surprise here, younger voters are beginning to distance themselves from the president. Younger people use the internet more and are much more likely turned off now knowing the feds are watching their every move. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
The NSA whistleblower is telling a British newspaper the U.S. spied on its allies in 2009 during the G20 summit in Pittsburgh.
No good can come of his revelations. The question is, why does Snowden think it's okay to tell them the details of that espionage?
Former White House cybersecurity advisor Richard Clark says Edward Snowden risks revealing himself every time he chats on the web.
Unless somebody changes their vote, the Salt Lake City Council has the votes it needs to keep Mayor Ralph Becker from vetoing a tax increase. The mayor has threatened to veto a proposed 12.1% property tax hike. It's up for a vote today.
A section of Tooele County's Pony Express is going to look a lot different in less than a week, all in an effort to rein in spending.
We're talking about an 11-mile stretch of the Pony Express Trail that's been paved near the town of Faust. Tooele County says crews will be turning the road back to gravel starting on June 24th because it doesn't have the money to fill all the potholes. Those potholes have taken their toll on cars traveling through the area.
My oil pan got ripped out.
Break an axle or something. It's really bad.
Locals, though, are having a hard time with this. They've been trying to get the county to delay its decision. Among their concerns, that fewer people will take the road now to come buy pumpkins around Halloween and trees around Christmas. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
A bill to allow BYU to purchase land surrounding the Y on the mountain above Provo passed the House for a second time. The bill, sponsored by Jason Chaffetz, passed last year as well, but never came up for a vote in the Senate. The bill would allow BYU to own and maintain the entire trail leading up to the Y.
Other national stories KSL is following. House legislation to ban almost all abortions after a fetus reaches the age of 20 weeks could pass as early as today. The measure is not expected to become law, but experts say it could lay the groundwork for a future challenge to the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision.
The House Judiciary Committee is expected today to vote on its first immigration bill this year. It would give state and local officials some new powers to act against people in the United States illegally, but it's not the same as the bipartisan bill heading through the Senate.
More than 190,000 guns went missing last year.
That's a number that's very skewed because it's not even mandatory to report in many states.
Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms spokesman Charles Mulham says Texas is the top state for total firearms reported lost and stolen in 2012.
Davis County drug officers have to go across state lines to uproot the source of a marijuana ring. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley has more on the Tag Team Takedown.
Humboldt County, California Sheriff's Lieutenant Wayne Hansen calls his area a mecca for pot growers.
Davis Metro Narcotic Strike Force. I wonder if we could assist them in locating some gentlemen that have been indicted out of Salt Lake City.
That indictment says 10 men, including some from Layton, West Valley, and Wanship, conspired to grow marijuana in the Golden State for resale elsewhere. Davis County Metro Narcotics officers went to California earlier in the month to bust two growers.
Small in comparison to the size of grows we see, but very sophisticated and commercial.
Not all of the 10 have been arrested, but court hearings begin for those that have this week. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Starbucks has a new way to wake up its customers, showing the calories in its drinks. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
The Seattle-based coffee chain says it will start posting calorie counts on menu boards nationwide next week, ahead of a federal regulation that would require it to do so. I don't want to know.
Utah's morning news continues.
A recently constructed interchange is causing drivers in Utah County some headaches. I'm Paul Nelson.
We've got lingering delays northbound I-15 from Bangor to 90th South. We'll check it coming up.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Today.
Doug Wright has context and experience in the morning.
Jay and Amy scour the web all afternoon.
Smile with Nightside until late. Utah's home station, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 8:45, the head of the House Intelligence Committee speaks out ahead of a key appearance from the top NSA official.
Belgium is seeking to extradite a nanny who was sentenced to probation for abusing a baby in Park City. Belgian courts convicted Aubrey Anderson of abusing newborn twins there in 2011 and sentenced her to 4 years in prison. The Belgian twins suffered multiple fractures. In Park City, the two-month-old baby's leg was broken.
Two semi-rollovers and other crashes have drivers wondering if a recently changed off-ramp is safe. Some drivers say the interchange at I-15 and State Road 6 is hard to navigate. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
On Saturday, a semi failed to make the turn and spilled nearly 60,000 pounds of apples. Another driver didn't stop in time and hit a slowing motorcyclist. And some drivers tell KSL that these drivers might be taking the turn too quickly, but if you ask some truck drivers, they say the turn is just too tight. They'd like to see the interchange turn back to how it used to look.
UDOT officials say there are plenty of signs to warn people about the reduced speed limit.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins noticed a 2,100% jump in organ donor registrations once people became able to sign up through Facebook.
Number one, they were sent to their state organ donor registry site to make the designation official. And number two, a message was sent to all their friends that they had made that decision, inviting them to do the same.
Dr. Andrew Cameron says online organ donation registration rates went up on the day the change was made. That's awesome. KSL News Time is 8:39. Traffic and weather together sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how about now, Andy?
A little bit better on I-15. We still have some stop-and-go traffic waiting for you northbound from 123rd South. up through, it looks like a little bit past 90th before you start to hit the gas again. A little bit of slowing right at 53rd South and the crash at 1500 South downtown. Still causing about a half mile of slowdowns. Ricky?
Andy, we're looking good. Southbound on I-15 coming from Ogden through Davis County into the Salt Lake Valley. You're running pretty smooth and at good speeds. Earlier patches of heavy traffic easing up pretty quickly. And over to the east, it's been a nice ride all morning. Morning coming westbound on I-80 from the mouth of Parleys to I-15. Sponsored by Clearfield City, the city that's got it made. Location, workforce, jobs, and globally reaching products. Clearfield City is open for business. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. We go from hot to extra hot thanks to the south winds. Mostly sunny skies, dry and breezy. Our temperatures into the upper 90s, but cooler tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Yep, we're gaining 75 degrees right now downtown.
So BYU Professor Quinn Monson was one of the professors who conducted this study that showed how we feel about all of our elected politicians, including Attorney General John Swallow, and that only 12% of us in the state of Utah support him. And there's a very high percentage of people who think he ought to either resign.
78%.
He ought to either resign or be impeached.
Yeah. Wow.
So Doug will talk with Professor Quinn Monson coming up at 9:20 on his show.
That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Why not celebrate summer in bold fashion in beautiful Bryce Canyon City? There's no better place for vibrant scenery, pleasant temperatures, and a scenic road trip as you enjoy Bryce Canyon National Park, a wonderful 7,600-foot high elevation respite that provides mild summer temperatures and cool evenings. There's certainly plenty to do, including hiking, breathtaking photography, ranger programs, and world-class stargazing, not to mention the hundreds of miles of wide-open ATV trails that interconnect Bryce Canyon City at the edge of the Ponce Plateau, great for outdoor enthusiasts and wildlife viewing. Bryce Canyon National Park is open year-round, offering convenient shuttle service with daily runs that connect hospitality like Ruby's Inn and Ruby's Campground sites. Bryce Canyon National Park is perfect for families with astronomy programs and stargazing activities. Ask about the Junior Ranger program for kids. Then, don't forget in July, their fourth annual Geology Festival, July 26th and 27th. Celebrate summer in bold Bryce Canyon City fashion. For information, visit Bryce Canyon City, UT.gov.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
.6% higher than they did the cycle before, but the bad news is we're still 39th. But hey, we were 48th. What do we do to change that? We'll talk about it on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, some semi-drivers say they're concerned about the safety of the interchange on I-15 and State Road 6 in Spanish Fork. Drivers tell KSL that the newly made off-ramp has a turn that is hard for them to navigate. UDOT is promising to look at that interchange.
Other local stories we're following, higher levels of ozone gas are making a return to the Wasatch Front. The State Division of Air Quality is asking drivers to limit travel in Salt Lake, Davis, Weber, Box Elder, and Tooele counties.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Well, if you're heading north on I-15, you still got backups in Sandy and in downtown coming up on 13 South. The crash that caused those downtown delays, gone. Just a highway patrolman left on the right shoulder. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Super hot today with the south wind, sunny and 97. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 75 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. The U.S. safety regulators say they are investigating problems with airbag sensors in the seats of some small Suzuki SUVs. They say the sensors in the front passenger seats turn off the airbag when a child is sitting there.
KSL Politics now, in-depth news and analysis from the political world.
The Democratic group OFA, Organizing for America, is launching television ads to promote Obamacare.
Better coverage and lower costs. That's what Obamacare means for them. Get all the facts at barackobama.com/healthcare.
This comes as recent scandals have heavily damaged the usually popular president. Here's House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
Half the American people now don't think that the president is trustworthy and honest. And what they're witnessing is a Washington and a government that has abused its power and frankly has lost focus on the issue that most Americans care about, which is getting people back to work.
Says the House Majority Leader. You notice members of Congress never say, I lost focus or we lost focus. They say Washington government, D.C. Beltway, as if they're as amazed as we are at what happens there. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
An open hearing this hour on Capitol Hill is addressing the recent NSA leaks, and General Keith Alexander is front and center.
Head of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, spoke to Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show about how the NSA has thwarted terrorist plots.
We know that there are dozens, and we've asked as well to start declassifying these. So I do think that he'll talk about more declassified disruptions of terrorist attacks that involved these two programs. And the reason it's taking time is because we're painstaking. They need to make sure that no source, no method is disclosed. We don't want to make this thing more damaging than it has already become to trying to catch terrorists trying to commit plots of terror in the United States.
Congressman, as a defender of these programs and somebody asking the American people to trust that the government can properly handle this information, not misuse it, not let it be improperly accessed, how is it that a relatively low-level employee like Edward Snowden had access to this information and was able to do such damage?
Well, you know, he lied about his salary, he lied about his capabilities, he certainly lied about his position. But what he did have the capability to do as a systems administrator is see everything going by. Think of a traffic cop at the busiest New York City intersection, sees lots of traffic going by. Well, every once in a while he was able to look in and see it and grab a hold of it. And that's exactly what he did. So if it's a 1,000-piece puzzle, he may took three pieces of it and decided on his own that he knew that this was bad for the country and had no idea about the level of oversight, the number of times people have to check and recheck the work on these particular programs. And he believed wrongly, and of course according to his internet chat, that the NSA could listen to Americans' phone calls, they cannot, or that they can read Americans' emails, they cannot. And so the damage that he's caused by this is getting Americans worked up about it, number one, and as they should be if those two things were true. They're not. But also disclosing information of which he has no understanding about the depth and danger that he disrupts our ability as the United States to find terrorists overseas trying to plot attacks in the United States.
How maddening it must be for people who have created this program over years.
Yeah, to see how one guy can just throw such a big monkey wrench in it.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time, 8:49. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here again, Andy Farnsworth.
And we still have delays. They should be gone, but they're not. North 15 and Sandy still have some brake lights off and on from, really, it looks like about halfway between Bangor and 123rd where they start. And then other than a little stretch right after 106th, you're going to be in slowdowns all the way up to the South Interchange. Crash downtown looks like it's completely gone, but there's still a few blocks of slowing before you get to the 6 South exit downtown, left over from when it was still there. Ricky?
Andy, looking good. No problems. You've got a green light if you're headed southbound I-15 from Ogden through Davis County into 6 North downtown. Legacy, Highway 89, all in good shape, and to the east, problem-free on I-80 and I-215's Belt Route. The new Draper Tracks line will open on August 18th. Test trains are running, so please keep an eye out and avoid distractions like texting near rails. For more safety tips, visit rideuta.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the KSL 7-day forecast.
Guys, a front is approaching from the northwest today, and that's going to create a very hot, very dry, very breezy day for us today. Red flag warnings in effect, meaning fire concerns, upper 90s, hot, dry, breezy for the high today. Tomorrow, not nearly as hot thanks to that front, only in the middle 80s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny skies, not getting out of the 70s. So very pleasant weather ahead for Thursday. Friday, mostly sunny at 84. 84 on Saturday in mostly sunny skies. And sunny, dry, hotter by Sunday. Back up to about 90. Same thing Monday. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 75 downtown.
This portion of the news sponsored by Intermountain Health. Experience matters for heart care. Intermountain Heart Services, healing for life.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. So you need office furniture, but you don't have a lot of time. It's not uncommon. Maybe you underestimated lead times, perhaps your new space is ready sooner than you expected, or maybe you've realized that bringing your old furniture would be a big mistake. You could even be having second thoughts about one of our competitors who you've already engaged, but you're feeling like you're just too far down the road to turn back. It's never too late to call Midwest. At Midwest, we have dedicated teams that specialize in quick turnaround projects. Our real-time 3D design capability allows us to accomplish more in 2 days than our competitors can in 3 weeks. You won't have to settle for a poorly designed space, and nobody can design, specify, and quote your project faster than Midwest. Our buying power allows us to shave weeks off manufacturer lead times, and our in-house installation crews can accommodate the most demanding deadlines. At Midwest, you'll never pay more, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
This is Dr. Linda Leckman with Healing for Life. When Mary Solberg of St. George, Utah, ended up in the hospital with a severely broken leg, she was determined to get back on her feet as soon as possible. Unfortunately, the surgery on her leg left it so swollen and stiff that she couldn't even move it. Mary was referred to the Acute Rehabilitation Unit at Dixie Regional Medical Center. The unit was recently ranked among the top 10% of all acute rehabilitation units in the nation for the third year in a row. Acute rehab, a combination of physical therapy, occupational therapy, nursing, social work, and speech therapy, is an inpatient service that helps people regain function so they can return to their daily activities. Patients typically stay 2 to 4 weeks. Therapists and nurses worked with Mary 3 hours each day to help her do things on her own again. Before being discharged, a therapist went with Mary to survey her home and make sure it was safe. Mary has been home for a few weeks now, continues her rehabilitation at Dixie, and continues to improve. I'm Dr. Linda Leckman with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
The news is sponsored by UVU. Experience engaged learning at Utah Valley University. Apply by August 1st. Visit uvu.edu/engage.
Doug Wright coming up, and he's going to be talking about the NSA surveillance. Of course, we're following that story and any breaking news out of Washington, D.C. during that hearings. The Intelligence Committee hearing is underway with the NSA chief. He'll also be talking about the interesting poll numbers that have to do with Attorney General John Swallow. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he has only a 12% approval rate, 78%, according to this poll that was taken, want him either to resign or be impeached.
And you know what's interesting is that the poll that was taken also rate us. They rate members of the media and how people trust us.
Yep.
And he'll share those numbers.
We did pretty well.
With you too. I'm glad to see that mm-hmm. we did do pretty well, and it rates the various stations, so you'll hear that too.
You know, there's another story that kind of got lost in some of these other stories, the G8 and the NSA, but the Pentagon will unveil plans to slowly bring women into thousands of combat jobs, mm-hmm. including, you know, the Rangers and the Navy SEALs. Very elite special operations forces. So that's another story that we're following throughout the day right here on KSL News Radio.
And we watch Utah's money at 25 and 55 past each hour. Switzerland is not talking to the U.S., at least not about bank clients who may be American tax cheats. The chocolate capital of the world has been in a legal standoff with the U.S. over tax evaders, but Switzerland has strict bank secrecy laws.
The European Union and the United States are talking free trade. The goal is to boost economies and drive growth around the world. The White House says transatlantic already exceeds $1 trillion annually.
Students in Texas are getting $100,000, real dollars, to invest in stocks. A private school in Dallas is giving donated funds to the school's business club to teach students real-life investment lessons. Well, I guess they're going to learn.
Yes, they will. Looking at your money at this moment, Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 100, 99.37. NASDAQ is up 22, and the S&P 500 is up 7.94.
We'll see how those slowdowns were in northbound I-15 and near the Bangor Highway coming up in just a moment.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful Sanpete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to MormonMiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
And impress.
KSL News Time 8:59. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
We still have traffic backed up at the south end of the valley. It's supposed to be clear
by now. You're
supposed
to fix all that by now.
I know. I'm working on it. We still have a little bit of slowing, 106 to 90th. But then a second accident has appeared on North 15, almost in the same spot as the first one. This one's kind of in the right lane. That's why we still haven't got those delays cleared out heading into downtown. If you're stuck in those backups, that's the reason, Ricky.
And he's southbound I-15 from Ogden through Davis County into the Salt Lake Valley. All clear. No problems being reported really on the downtown city streets. The freeways to the east looking good. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Sandy. Visit LHMDeals.com for information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Downtown Salt Lake right now, we've got 75 degrees. Looking for a high today of 97. Doug, you're going to start with John Swallow?
Yeah, we've got the poll up and running right now. Go to DougWright.KSL.com. And you can voice your opinion. We'll talk with Quinn Monson from BYU, who put this poll together along, of course, with others. But 78% of us here in the state of Utah now apparently think John Swallow should resign. We'll get your opinion. Are you one of them? That's coming up.
All right, it is 9 o'clock right now. Have a great day. Stay
Utah's
cool.